AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military says it killed a large number of Hamas militants with a barrage of airstrikes that leveled apartment buildings in the Jabalia refugee camp near Gaza City. But a Palestinian hospital chief says hundreds of civilians were wounded or killed. No exact figures available. Meantime, the FBI director is warning of threats to Americans.
Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Ray gave his most detailed and ominous assessment of potential threats.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Ray says that threats could include homegrown violence, as well as potential foreign terrorist groups acting against the United States and the West, both domestically and abroad. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
UN investigators are urging Russia to acknowledge responsibility for a missile strike on a Ukrainian village earlier this month that killed 59 civilians. While a top UN official tells the Security Council, Russian strikes have left more than 40% of Ukrainians in need of humanitarian assistance. And Julie Walker catches us up on the trial in Colorado over whether Donald Trump should be barred from the presidential ballot.
On opening day of the trial in Colorado, videos like this one you're hearing were played of the January 6th attack, and an injured officer testified. Lawyers for the plaintiffs, which include Republicans, argue Trump should be off the ballot in Colorado because he engaged in insurrection. Other witnesses set to take the stand, an expert in right-wing violence, and one on the Civil War era provision in the 14th Amendment, which has only been used a handful of times, that would keep Trump off the ballot. A second hearing on the same issue takes place Thursday before the Minnesota Supreme Court. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. The last operating prison ship in the U.S. is closing down.
The Vernon C. Bain Correctional Center is a five-story jail barge. It's docked in the South Bronx in New York. It arrived in 1992 as a temporary measure to ease overcrowding on Rikers Island. Now the roughly 500 prisoners on the ship will be transferred to Rikers.
It's good that the mayor, you know, the city is moving forward with closing the boat.
Darren Mack of the Freedom Agenda says transferring prisoners from the boat to Rikers Island is like shifting people from the frying pan into the fire.
Transfer people from the boat to Rikers Island is not a good solution.
In September, one prisoner jumped from the top of the ship to his death. Last year, a 24-year-old inmate died after contracting a form of treatable meningitis. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.